The following shiur has been graciously sponsored by Repeshi and Sharon Kalus of Mike's Dinettes in Brooklyn, New York, Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Shmuel Mordechai ben Reb Shraga Ola B'Shalom, Le'ilui Nishmas, Hen Shabbas Rabbi Yisrael Tzvi Olea HaShalom, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Yitzchak Yisrael ben Reb Rafal Noach Yosef Ola B'Shalom. May the Torah studied be an everlasting schus for their neshamas.
The following shiur has been presented by Reb Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Shavuos Daf Kof Ches Amud Aleph brings down the sheet of a Amemer. A Amemer is coming to be Chaylik on Rava, and a Amemer holds, Amemer Amar Afilu Och Lekulai, even if he ate the whole entire kikar, the person made a shvua that he's not going to eat a kikar, and he ate the entire kikar, and there's nothing left. Unlike Rava that says that there has to be a kizayis left in order to do a shayla, the sheet of a meimer is that even if there's nothing left, he can be shayla on this. He can go to the chacham, and the chacham can be matter as shvua. Says the Gemara, what's up, shati b'shoigeg, mechusa korbin, there's always something left. Kol zman that he didn't bring his korbin left, there's still some aspect of the shvua, and it's ke'ilu, the inyan of the shvua is still there. Memele is able to be shayla. Who had in fact, the Gemara, b'mezit. If he ate the kikar, b'mezit. So then there's always still, he's still mechusar punishment. He didn't get the malchus left. So there's still an aspect of the shvuah which still remains. The shvuah is still in existence to be mechayiv him the malchus. The mela calls man that there's something that remains of the shvuah, albeit that it's not from the chayfet of the shvuah itself. The item is gone, but he's still able to taka shayil on the shvuah and in that way be pater from the korban and be pater from the malchus. And the Gemara goes on and says even ad kedekach if they strung him up. There's still time, there's still always what to be, there's still what to pater the shvuah, there's still what to be shayil on the shvuah. This halacha is how, this is the way we paskin in Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeya, in Simin Reish Lamed Ches, in Sif Chof, we paskin not like Rava, that in Nishbar al-Kikr Zeh, Shalo Yechlen of Achla, Afilo Achla Kula, even if he ate the whole entire thing, still he could be shayil on it. And that's again, the Sheet of Amemer, the Rishayim were Chaylik, the emesis is that this is really the Psach of the Rambam. And the Rif, and the Rosh, they're all paskin, and the Shulchan Aruch, and they all talk a paskin like a Meimer. The Shaila is that Bizmaneinu, Chayra, there's a big reason to say, there's a tremendous reason to say that this halacha, even a Meimer should be maskim, that a person shouldn't be able to be Shoyal. Nowadays, that we don't have Karbonis, and that we don't have the Malkus Bechlau, we don't have the whole Beis Din process that gives Malkus, so there's a tremendous svara to say that even Amemer would agree that there's nothing left of the Shvuah Bechlau, so that nowadays you wouldn't be able to shoyl on the Shvuah when you ate the Kikar. And as I say, the person made a Shvuah, and he was shoyl on, and he made a Shvuah that he won't eat a Kikar, and then he went and ate the Kikar. So it's a very big svara to say that nowadays, he is stuck with the shvuah once he ate the kikar, because nowadays there is nothing left of the shvuah except for his punishment that he'll receive in Shemayim. And it seems to be from our Gemara, what's mashma is that only if there's something left in this world of the shvuah, be it malchus, be it a korban, or be it even a kazayis, or something left, some kind of a remnant left in this world, then it can be shoyal on the shvuah. Mashenkin, if there's nothing left in this world, then l'chayri can't be shoyal on the shvuah. The emes is that this is a machlekes rishayim. The shita of the Rosh and the Shar Melech is Mayrichan, and this is a tremendous arichas, and Rabbi Kiva Eger learns the Shulchan Aruch like this, and Chassam Seifer and others are all mavur that Mechairam, Memes is the shita, the Ramban, and the Ran in our Masech, the Meiri and Shavuos and Daf Kof Ches, brings from the Chachmei Adoris that they hold. The Gemara is talking specifically about a case of where there were Edim and Asra. There was an Edim and Asra, and therefore the person's Chayiv Malkus. And Hu Adin, says the Rosh, if the situation would be that the person didn't receive Edim, didn't have Edim and didn't have Asra, but Afal Pikein, he would still be able to be Shoyal on the Shvuah, meaning he made the Shvuah that he's not going to eat, he went and ate the Kikar, still he'd be able to Shoyal on the Shvuah. Hagam, L'chayra, in this world there's nothing left of the Shvuah because he ate the kikar, and there's no ability for malchus because there were no edim. Afal Pikein, to the Rosh, that to pater from the din shemayim, to pater him from the oynish, that's enough for him to be shoyl on the shvuah, and that's really a big savior. And even bizman hazeh, And Kach Rabbi Akiva Eger is medayik in the Shulchan Aruch, because why is the Shulchan Aruch bringing this halacha down lemaisa when bizmanenu there is no Beis Din and there is no Malkus and there is no Korban? Must be that the Shulchan Aruch holds like the Rosh, that even bizman hazeh, that we don't have Malkus, we don't have Korban, but a person can still be shoyel, because to pater from the Din Shemayim, to get out of the Din Shemayim, is enough of a remnant to be able to part of the Shavuah. There's something still remaining to be able to show the Shavuah, the fact that he has a punishment coming to him in Shemayim. And that's the Shita of the Rosh. The Shita of the Ravid and other Achrayim, Rishayim, Meiri, others in Medayik Tosis and Gittin and Daflam and Heim and Beis, and a whole other amount of Rishayim, Achrayim, the Chasim Seifers, Medayik, this is really the Shita of the Ramah, and they all hold that once the Kikar has been eaten, and there is no din in this world, there's no korban, there's no malchus, so then you cannot be shayel on the neder. You can't be shayel on the shvuah, you can't be shayel on such a neder. The Dagam Ravava on the Shulchan Aruch, on the page, says that the Shulchan Aruch of Ada, you have to say, is lavdavka, because certainly bizman hazeh, also, you can't be shayel once you ate the kikar, because there is no din in this world anymore. There's only a din in Shemayim, and therefore you can't be shayel when the only nafkamina is a din in Shemayim. Of course, this is very, very negated nowadays. Are we able to be shayel on a, it came out all the cases nowadays, of course, there's no din in Shemayim, there's no din in Aretz, there's no Malkus, and there's no Shoygig, there's no Korban. Is there an ability for a person to be shayel on a nether once he was over on his nether? The Maitse, a few nafkaminas of this, the, the first major nafkamina is the Beis Yosef and Simin Taf Reish Yates brings down a nafkamina in the Nusach of Kol Nidre. We know, everybody knows that in the Machzer, everyone knows that we say in the Kol Nidre, Yom Kippur Zeh Ad Yom Kippur Abba, and always in parentheses over there, everybody always knows, we see the Lashon of Yom Kippurim, Miyom Kippurim Sha'over Ad Yom Kippurim Zeh, that all those Nidarim should be Betalim. And it's Yadua that the Rabbeinu Tam said that that Nutzich is wrong. You can't say the Nutzich of Miyom Kippurim Sha'over Ad Yom Kippurim Zeh. And we had many questions on this Nutzich. One of the kashas that the Rabbeinu Tam asks on this Nutzich is that how could a person be Matir, a Shavuah, that was in the past already? He was already over on it. He's being Matir all the Shavuahs that he had in the previous year, and asks the Ben Tam, if he was over on the Shavuah, how could he be Matir such a Shavuah? Ask the fact of Beis Yosef in Timotav Reishit Tes, what's the Kasha B'chlal? Avada, that's our whole entire Sukhi, that's our Meimer, that you're able to be Matir a Shavuah even after you were over on it. So what's Rabbeinu Tam's question? And Mamelu said to Beis Yosef, that's why the Nusach is good. The Nusach of Miyayim Kippurim Sha'avar, Yayim Kippurim Hazeh, and Rabbi Yadavka should say it, because it'll take care of all the Shavuahs in the past, the Chalila you were over on, and it works, the Hatara, even Lamafreya, it works even after it's gone. What's this machlekes tali? And of course, that's clear. It says the Shar Melech, it's the tali and the machlekes. And now, that the Beis Yosef, the Shitas of the Shulchan Aruch holds that even after there's nothing left of the Shavuah except for the Din in Shemayim, which is the status of all nowadays Shavuahs, the only thing that's left is the Oynis that are received in Shemayim, you can still be Matzah the Neder. You can still be Shoyal on the Shavuah. Masha'in Kein Rabbeinu Tam says that you're unable to, because all that's left, the only time you're able to be Shoyal is if there's Malkus involved or a Korban. Masha'in Kein Bizmanenu, that there's nothing left, and if it can't be Shoyal, therefore there's no point in saying that Nusach will just mess up the whole Kol Nidre, because one of the parts of the Kol Nidre is wrong. So therefore, don't say the Nusach at all. And Adarabba, you can only be matter from Mikan Labo. But don't go and try to be matter, the Mafreya de Keshvuas. That's one nafkamin of this Shaila. Now, that's Pashit, that what comes out from our Sugya, all the Rishayim agree. Stipler discusses this in Shvuas and Simchat Beis, and that's really the clear Pesach Halacha, is that if everyone agrees that if there's absolutely nothing left of the Chayfetz, you can't be Shoyal on the Chayfetz. So for example, if a person makes a Neder, a Shvuah, on an item, that he's gonna eat this item, etc. So, kolzman that the item is ben, you can make a shayla. But let's say the item got burnt before he got a chance to eat it, etc. So in such a case, that's poshit, that now you can't be shayla on the nether anymore, because there's nothing left in the item b'chlal. There's nothing here at all that the shvuah can be chal on. Therefore, also if he is actually mekayim his nether already, so then they can't be shayo on the nether, because there's no chayfetz anymore at this point. The process for someone who wants to be shoyl on the neder after he was over on the neder, according to again the Shulchan Aruch that bismanenu, we are matir nedarim, we are shoyl on the neder once a person was chalila over on his neder, is a whole process. It's not so simple. We don't just say no problem, we let you matir the neder. The Shulchan Aruch paskins him in reish ches and sees beis up in the gemara in nedarim and dafchaf and the gemara in nedarim and daflam and beis that first we give the guy a knas and we make him noyig the neder that he was, let's say he said he won't eat bread for a certain amount of time, so we make him noyig that amount of time connected the days that he was over on his neder. So let's say he was over on his neder for 10 days, so we make him noyig 10 days worth of his iser before we matir the neder. We don't just matir it right away, we first make him, we knas him that he has to go and fulfill his neder for the amount of time, the amount of days I'll call upon him that he was over on his neder, and then we're matir the neder. Now the Poskim do speak out that if this is it's only the Torah Shulchan Aruch bring down that it's only if that's alpitosis, only if we know he's going to be able to stand to this neder. If he won't come the day Michshol, then he'll be able for the next 10 days at least to be zoyer in his neder. But if a person made a neder such as he asks all of the payers in the world on himself, and we know he won't be able to stand by such a neder, he won't be able to fulfill such a neder, so then we matir the neder right away and we don't give him a knas. Other examples where we don't give this knas, the price can say, is if he was over on an Isid Rabbanon, that's Alpi the Mishnah in Adarim, and Daf Chaf, Shulchan Aruch brings it down in Reish Ches, that if his neder was an Isid Rabbanon, and he wants to be matrit because he was over on a neder Rabbanon, and what the case is beyond the scope of our Shia, but he was only over on a neder Rabbanon, so then we're matter that right away and we don't give a knas. There's a big machlekes, poiskim, the Ramah, and all against the Lechem Mishnah and the Meshach Melech Melech. What if he was over on his neder bishoygeg? In that case, do we give him the knas or do we matter it right away for him? That's a big machlekes. The Mishainim, the Rishonim discuss a case, do we allow a person to be over on his neder l'chatchila if we know tomorrow he'll be able to be matter this neder, like we've been discussing, that now we understand that there's this concept, at least according to Shulchan Aruch, this man is that a person is able to be matter a neder even after he was over on the neder. So do we say a person can l'chatchila be over on his neder now if he has a big tzairich? The example that the Chuvus HaRashba discusses in Chelekei Simin Samaches brought in the Beis Yosef in Simin Reish Kavches is a person was neither that if his shver doesn't pay him back by Pesach time, then he's not going to come to his shver's house for Shavuos. Now his shver went and he paid him back only after Pesach. So now he had a problem. The Maisa was causing Shalom Bayis and he wanted to be made a neder that he's not going to go to the shver for Shavuos unless his shver pays him back by Pesach, and he didn't. And so now the neder, he can't go to the shver for Shavuos. So the question was asked to the Rashba, can you go to the shver for Shavuos? And after Shavuos, we'll matir the neder. Now, why do we have to wait till after Shavuos to be matir the neder? That's how Peter Gemara Nedarim and Tzadi brought the halacha in Yerdeya, in Simin Reish Kavches and Sif Yudayin, that you're not able to matter a neder, you're not able to be shoyl on the neder until it's chal. You can never be shoyl on the neder until the neder is actually chal. However, in this case, the shoyl is, the neder won't be chal until Shavuos. So therefore, to matter the neder beforehand, we can't. So the question is, can he go to his shver's house? And then, the day after Shavuos, we'll be matter the neder. So he'll have been over on the neder on Shavuos, but since we know that you're able to matir a neder bizman hazeh once you're over it, and then it'll come out that l'mafreya he wasn't over on his neder. Now to do such a thing l'chatchil, of course you shouldn't do, but al kaponim b'makom shalom bayis the rishayim dan that perhaps you are allowed to do it, and that's really the sheet of the Rashba. Rashba says that since it's an Indian of shalom bayis, and in the end of the day, it's going to come out, I'm afraid, that there is no problem, so therefore it's mutter. And from this Rashba, we see, of course, that this halacha of matering a neder is even negeya bisman hazeh, and we see that the Rashba, of course, holds like the Shulchan Aruch. The Chuvus Beis Shleima, and Ebenezer Simin Pei, Dan's also an interesting maisa, that there was a person who came to complain to the Beis Shleima that there's a certain person who's muchzak as a kosher. Everyone thinks he's a gevaldik tzaddik, and I really know the truth that he's a big rasha, because he made a shvua, swear that he's never going to drink wine again, beer again, whiskey, whatever it was. And I know that he's over on this neder. I know he's constantly over on his neder and on his shvua. So the Beis Shlomo got very nervous, because this person had signed on a get. Previously, about a week ago, 2 months, 2 weeks ago, the person had signed on a get. And now, it turns out that this person is possibly Pasaliatis. And if he's Pasaliatis, it comes out that the get was Pasal. And the person had already left the town. The husband had already left the town. So the Beis Shlomo was very nervous. What's the law? What's the status? So first, the Beis Shlomo dan's bariches is a person who is nishpa in such a situation. If we matir such a shvua, is, let's say we were to matir such a shvua, do we say that he remains pasaliyedis? That's already one nidin. And the Beit Shlomo has started to say that once we'll matir the shvua, so then we're going to say that avada, he's not considered a pasaliyed anymore. And the Beis Shlomo brings that really this whole entire shaila, first of all, dependent on our machlokes Rishayim. That according to the Rishayim, the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Beis Shlomo says over there, the Roiv Rishayim, and like we just saw the Rashba, they paskin that even Bizman Azeh, where there's no nafkamina of Malkus, and there's no nafkamina of a Korban, you could still be matir the Shvua, like the Shita of Amemer, even Bizman Azeh. And therefore this person, even though there's no nafkamina to this, Hataras Nadarim, except the punishment in Shemayim, and that he should be kosher le'edis. Avapikem, we could be matir this neder that he made, matir the shvua, and it'll come out that Lamafreya, he wasn't a posel le'ed. There's no problem, his edis was a kosher edis, because it came out that he was never over on his shvua. And the Beis Shlomo is masik like that, that we can be saimich on the Rav Yishayim over here, and we'll say that you could be matter such a nether, and we won't say that such a person becomes pasal edis because he did such a vicious act. Since Lamafreya, it comes out that it was mutter, he didn't have a shvua, so therefore, he won't be pasal edis. The mice of the Shalom Eishiv, and Tinyana, and Chalik Beit, and Simenayin, was Chalik. Bechlali, as many, it's started to be Chalik. First of all, he brings down the Paiskim that hold, anyways, like the Das, the Tamim Deim and the Sharafrayim, that Bechlal Bezmanazeh Hatar doesn't work. But then he has a Nutzad, that it could be Alpitoisis and Gittin, the Chodalid, that it's all of the Inyanim of a Get have to be Mavurer, have to be clear at the time of the Ksiva of the Get. And that Breira does not work on the Get. So even though over here it's going to come out that Limafreya, in retrospect, it's going to come out that this was a kosher aid, but it has to be that the time of the ksiva saget, in order to create that lishma, that the aidim had to be kosher at the time, and it wouldn't work right from the Bafreya. So therefore, the Shalom Eishiv wants to say in this case that certainly, even if you were to matir the shvua, which is not so pasha that you could be matir such a shvua, but that the get, anyways, would remain pasul.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.